Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Danny Morejon. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harvey Haddix. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Taylor trying to get to third. Robinson throws the ball into Grammas, who tags Taylor for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Danny Morejon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morejon hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Temple moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Neiman to Banks covering second. The throw back to home, and Temple is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Bulger reaches second base with a double. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. Bulger moves to third. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman takes first base on ball four. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bulger scores. Neiman moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. 2 outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Grammas moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Robinson scores. Grammas moves to third. Haddix moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Marcelino Solis now pitching. Danny Morajon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morajon is 0-for-1 in the game. Morajon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Solis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman is hit by the pitch. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Thurman scores. Crow moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grammas takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Solis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Crow moves to third. Grammas moves to second. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Haddix hits a fly ball into left field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Marcelino Solis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bulger moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Morajon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morajon is 0-for-2 in the game. Morajon takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Temple moves to third. Morajon moves to second. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thurman is hit by the pitch. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Crow reaches second base with a double. Temple scores. Morajon scores. Thurman moves to third. It's 4-1, Reds. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey is walked intentionally. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Thurman scores. Crow moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crow scores. Lynch moves to second. It's 6-1, Reds. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haddix hits a fly ball into left field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke now playing third base. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Haddix covering, for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Danny Morajon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morajon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morajon bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Thurman is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook juggles the ball. That's an error on Hook. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bolger hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neiman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Neiman reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. Long goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Reds. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gene Fodge now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haddix bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from Niemann and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Morajon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morajon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morajon takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Thurman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis now playing right field. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bolger strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark juggles the ball. That's an error on Dark. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Hoke moves to second. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Haddix hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 3. the Cubs will come to bat. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Reds. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Gene Fauch. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mixes. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Taylor trying to get to home. Robinson throws the ball into Bailey, who tags Taylor, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.